Thanks, Aaron. In a decision last year and efforts to squeeze more money into the state's budget, the state is ending redevelopment agencies. Cities like Eureka that used to depend on that money must now go without. We asked Eureka City Manager Dave Tyson how much Eureka stands to lose from the loss of redevelopment funds.
Well, for the city of Eureka, our annual budget for redevelopment is about $5 million. The state is, you know, looking to get out of this about $1.7 billion with a B to help with the state budget. The likelihood of them getting all of that is slim, because it's more like probably $1 billion they're going to recognize out of this takeaway for 2011-2012.
And how does the city make preparations for this new change?
And our next step is the creation of a successor agency to our redevelopment agency. So redevelopment will be gone effective February 1st, 2012. And by then, we need to have identified a successor agency. And in our case, we are recommending to the City Council that they appoint the City of Eureka as the successor agency to the Eureka Redevelopment Agency.
We'll bring you updates as the city goes through the process of liquidating these different assets. A parolee driver was arrested following a short pursuit in Eureka. This morning at 2:30 a.m., Eureka police observed a 1993 white Rodeo on the 100 block of West Harris Street. It was a short pursuit, ending in the driver's eventual arrest on numerous related charges. Police ended up arresting 31-year-old Zachary Scott. The vehicle ended up on a concrete porch of a residence on Elizabeth Street before coming to rest. The vehicle did not collide with the residence itself, but it struck and damaged several flower pots. Meanwhile, a EPD K-9 team arrived on scene and began a track of the driver. K-9 Jimmy tracked Scott to a nearby residence where he was taken into custody at 3 a.m. According to the resident, Scott had entered the residence through a window. Scott was transported to the county correctional facility. He's booked for felony evading, resisting arrest, hit and run, driving on an expired license, and parole violation, while the woman that was with him at the time has been released from the scene. More KINS News, it's after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
Sheriff's deputies, agents from the County Drug Task Force, Fish and Game, and federal DEA agents served a search warrant on a piece of rural property in Tubi Ranch Friday afternoon, discovering a sophisticated growing operation. Officers found and seized 33 pounds of hash, 124 pounds of drying marijuana, plants, and 4 firearms. 5 people were arrested on site, charged with cultivation and possession for sale, and also with felonies for being armed while doing so. 5 of those arrested are suspected of being in the country illegally from Mexico. 2 other men, 29-year-old Justin Henseth of Washington State and 22-year-old Colin Schilling from Salem, Oregon, were also arrested. All 7 were booked in the county jail. Last year, the final state budget signed by Governor Brown cut more than $750 million in funding from the Cal State University system, which includes Humboldt State University. And the governor's latest proposal is not going to replace that money anytime soon. The 27% cut to CSU funding drops state support for the CSU system to the lowest it's been since the late 1990s. With the KIN essence of the news, I'm Anthony Mendova.